كل الأخبار المتعلقة بالتكنولوجيا والشركات الناشئة يوم بيوم في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في. صباح الخير. عناوين اليوم: شركة في أبوظبي تستثمر في سبيس اكس، وتحديث في ويندوز للحد من الثغرات الأمنية، ومنصة عقارية في مصر تحصل على تمويل جديد. يا أهلا وسهلا فيكم ببرنامجكم تك بالعربي، معكم أنا هالة بسام، ومعنا بخلف الكواليس علي. وبدون أي إطالة خلونا نبدأ بأخبارنا التكنولوجية لليوم ونحكي عن الفضاء. أعلنت شركة ألفا ضبي القابضة استثمار 91 مليون درهم، أي ما يقارب 25 مليون دولار، في شركة سبيس اكس من خلال شركتها التابعة لألفا ضبي بارتنرز القابضة. وقالت الشركة في بيان لها على سوق أبوظبي للأوراق المالية إنه الإدارة تعمل حاليا على استكمال كافة الإجراءات اللازمة، وذلك بعد الحصول على الموافقات التنظيمية. وكانت الشركة العالمية القابضة قد أعلنت يوم الثلاثاء تحديدا عن زيادة الاستثمار في شركة سبيس اكس من خلال شركتها التابعة IHC للاستثمار، وكانت بقيمة مثل ما ذكرنا 25 مليون دولار، أي ما يقارب 91 مليون درهم. وأكدت الشركة في إفصاح على موقع سوق أبوظبي للأوراق المالية أن الإدارة تعمل حاليا على استكمال كافة الإجراءات اللازمة، وذلك بعد الحصول على الموافقات التنظيمية. وفي مارس الماضي تحديدا أعلنت الشركة استثمارها في شركة الفضاء سبيس اكس، وكانت شركة سبيس اكس قد أكدت عبر ملفها المقدم لهيئة الأوراق المالية والبورصات الأمريكية تحديدا في 23 فبراير عام 2021 أنها أكملت جولة تمويل أسهم بقيمة 850 مليون دولار، لترفع قيمة الشركة إلى حوالي 74 مليار دولار. وارتفعت قيمة الشركة يومها بعد الجولة التمويلية الأخيرة بنسبة 60% مقارنة بآخر جولة تمويلية قامت بها بأغسطس عام 2020، حيث بلغت قيمة سبيس اكس آنذاك تقريبا 46 مليار دولار. وفي النصف الثاني من عام 2020 استحوذت الشركة العالمية القابضة على 94% من رأس مال فالكون سي اي في ال، وهو صندوق أسهم خاص يقع مقره في جزر كايمان، أحد المستثمرين في شركة الفضاء سبيس اكس الأمريكية. وبتقوم شركة سبيس اكس بتصميم وتصنيع أيضا وإطلاق صواريخ ومركبات فضائية متطورة، وبتعمل حاليا على بناء نماذج جديدة من صاروخ ستارشيب اللي رح يمثل الجيل التالي من الصواريخ القابلة لإعادة الاستخدام. طبعا مثل ما بنعرف أنه العديد من الصواريخ اللي بيتم إطلاقها للفضاء غير قابلة لإعادة الاستخدام، وبالتالي بيصير في خسائر كتير كبيرة مادية بسبب هذا الموضوع. ولكن الآن عم تشتغل سبيس اكس على موضوع إعادة استخدام الصواريخ حتى بعد إطلاقها. ولدى الشركة مركبتان فضائيتان نشطتان هما دراجون وفالكون 9، وعم تعمل حاليا على بناء ستارلينك أيضا، ذكرنا وحكينا عنها سابقا، هي شبكة الأقمار الصناعية اللي بتعمل على توفير الإنترنت الفضائي عبر أكثر من 12,000 قمر صناعي رح يغطي العالم لحتى نحصل ويكون عندنا أكسس على الإنترنت وين ما كنا حول العالم. أما إذا بدنا ننتقل أيضا طبعا في عالم التكنولوجيا، ولكن نحكي عن شركة مايكروسوفت تحديدا، أعلنت مايكروسوفت بأنها أطلقت تحديث أمني هام من الناحية الأمنية للمستخدمين لأنظمة تشغيل ويندوز التابعة لها، ويجب على المستخدمين تحديث النظام بأسرع وقت ممكن على جميع أجهزة الحواسيب المكتبية، حيث عم تعرض مؤخرا عدد من نظام ويندوز إلى تهديد أمني خلال الفترة الأخيرة بعد انتشار فيروس قادر على الاستيلاء على البيانات الحساسة من أجهزتهم دون الشعور بذلك. ولم يتمكن تطبيق الحماية الخاص بنظام ويندوز ديفندر من التصدي حتى لهذا الفيروس، حيث نشر تقرير بأنه العديد من المستخدمين تعرضوا للتهديد الأمني فعلا لهذا الفيروس اللي عرف باسم فولينا، واللي رح يستغل ثغرة في نظام مايكروسوفت تجعله بيتجاوز الحماية بسهولة، وأيضا الوصول إلى البيانات مثل ما ذكرنا تحديدا البيانات المخزنة الحساسة للمستخدمين، سواء كانت معاملات بنكية مثلا، شراء عبر الانترنت. فإذا كنت من الأشخاص اللي بيقوموا بحفظ البيانات البطاقات البنكية خلال الجهاز، هذا أمر رح يكون حساس جدا. وبحسب تقارير أيضا نقلا عن خبراء الأمن الإلكتروني، فإن خطورة ثغرة فولينا كانت تكمن في أن المتسللين يمكنهم الوصول إلى أنظمة تشغيل الكمبيوتر والتحكم فيها أيضا وعن بعد. وفي هجوم وثقته شركة بروف بوينت الأمنية، أرسل قراصنة مرتبطون بالحكومة الصينية مستندات وورد كانت ضارة جدا إلى المستخدمين، ولما فتحها تستخدم هذه المستندات استغلال فولينا للتحكم في أداة تشخيص دعم مايكروسوفت لتنفيذ الأوامر اللي يمكن استخدامها لتثبيت البرامج وإنشاء أيضا حسابات للمستخدمين جديدة والوصول إلى البيانات المخزنة على جهاز الكمبيوتر أو حتى حذفها أو تغييرها. وكما تم استخدام الثغرة في حملات التصيد اللي بتستهدف الوكالات الحكومية الأمريكية والأوروبية. طبعا هاي الأمور حساسة جدا، لذلك كتير مهم أنه تاخدوا المصادر من الشركة نفسها وتحديدا بالأمور المتعلقة بالأبديتس الجديدة وغيره. أما إذا بننتقل إلى عالم الشركات الناشئة وآخر خبر معنا لليوم، كشفت الآن شركة التقنية المالية المصرية الناشئة بيوت بروبرتي بايمنت المحتضنة في حاضنة أعمال تطبيقات التكنولوجية ساس اللي بيرعاها بنك قناة السويس في إطار مبادرة رواد النيل، هي إحدى مبادرات البنك المركزي المصري، عن إغلاق جولة استثمارية بريسيد. لم تفصح حتى الآن عن قيمتها، ولكن أشارت أنه كونها رح يكون من 6 أرقام، وذلك عبر إحدى شركات التطوير العقاري في الكويت. وبتعتزم شركة بيوت الاستفادة من هذا التمويل للتوسع وتحسين عملياتها وتقديم حلول أفضل في مجال إدارة الممتلكات العقارية، بالإضافة أيضا إلى افتتاح فرع كامل بدولة الكويت في نهاية العام الجاري 2022. وتأسست الشركة في عام 2020 تحديدا، وبتقوم بتقديم حلول لتسهيل دفع جميع النفقات المتعلقة بالوحدات العقارية وأيضا إدارة العلاقة بين شركة إدارة الممتلكات أو حتى المطورين أو المالك وبين طبعا المقيم أو المستأجر عن طريق إنشاء ملف تعريف وحدة رقمي DUP لكل واحدة من إدارتها، واللي بيمكن إدارتها ماليا من خلال جمع جميع المدفوعات، سواء كان عم نحكي عن الأقساط، الإيجار وحتى رسوم الصيانة والفواتير. كل هاي رح تكون بمنصة واحدة ورح تكون على تطبيق الهاتف الخاص فيك. وبتوضح الشركة بأنه يمكن دمج حلها مع أي نوع من أنظمة تخطيط موارد المؤسسات IRP كجزء من دعم خطط الحكومة المصرية لتوفير ملف تعريف الوحدة الرقمية والوصول أيضا إلى الشمول المالي العالمي في مصر. يشار أنه بنك السويس بيرعى حاضنة أعمال التطبيقات التكنولوجية ساس ضمن أنشطته في المسؤولية المجتمعية لدعم الشباب وريادة الأعمال والتحول الرقمي، واللي بتساعد رواد الأعمال والشركات الناشئة وأصحاب الأفكار وتحويلها إلى منتجات تسهم في حل مشكلات القطاعات المتنوعة، ما ينعكس إيجابيا على رفع كفاءة المنتجات وزيادتها وفتح أسواق تصديرية جديدة. هذه كانت كل أخبارنا الصباحية لليوم، خليكم معنا بعد الفاصل مقابلتنا مع رواد الأعمال وسام علي وأحمد يحيى، خليكم معنا ولا تروحوا لبعيد. ورجعنا لكم من جديد ومعنا ضيوفنا لليوم رواد الأعمال وسام علي وأحمد يحيى. Thank you so much for being with us and welcome to the show.
You're most welcome.
First of all, you both have very inspiring story as young entrepreneurs as well. So can you share it with us and let the audience know about it?
There's a very interesting part about us, me and Sam. Both of us, we are deaf and we came across some different countries, but he's from UK, I'm from Oman. And the way we met, it was crazy, you know. It's been 3 months, right?
Yes.
It's been 3 months when I was featured in Oman newspaper, Times of Oman. There was an article I was mentioning about my story, about my journey of entrepreneurship in Web3 space, crypto and mm-hmm. stuff. Because of that article, his uncle took his attention.
Okay.
Then can you tell us what's your reaction when you saw the
okay.
article?
Okay. So basically, I was based in UK. I'm from UK. So basically, I moved to Dubai 1 year ago. So I have family in Oman. So basically, I went to Oman for holiday, yeah, 2 weeks holiday, to catch up with my family. So I went to Oman to see my uncle. Basically, at that time, I was working on cryptocurrency projects in terms of creative branding, and design, and marketing. So I went to Oman And then my uncle comes to me and say, hey, Sam, I saw some of his death. He's good with cryptocurrency. And also, reach me, yeah, because literally.
What's the coincidence then?
Yeah. Exactly, because yeah. I was the holy deaf person yeah. doing cryptocurrency. Yeah.
So me too, so, the same.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, that's impossible. And then he was like, no, see, read the newspaper. And I was like, okay, cool. I read the newspaper. And then he saw an article of him talking about cryptocurrency. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Okay, I want not to meet him, but we will see. Yeah, I did try to force it because. So I told my uncle, and then my uncle goes, don't worry, I'll sort it out. Oh. I'll deal with that. I'll deal with it. And I was like, okay, cool. So my uncle contacted him. How do you contact you? How?
Through Instagram.
So he contacted him, and then he told him that, oh, my nephew is dead. I use good cryptocurrency. He cannot believe it. And they were saying, no, that's impossible.
It's only me.
I was shocked because I thought that I'm the only guy yeah. who's deaf or into the space.
Yeah.
Then.
But that's very interesting because it tells a lot of people that you're not alone. There is always someone
yeah,
else.
Exactly, yeah. exactly, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, my uncle told him about me and then he was shocked. And they were saying, okay, I want to meet him straight away. But I had a question for him though. Hmm. I had a question because if someone says that I'm invested in cryptocurrency, you go, nowadays, I know people say, I'm invested in Shiba, George. You go, I can't take you seriously because you are not into that cryptocurrency team. Mm. Do you get me? So if you say, if you talk about Bitcoin and all other coins with proper use case, and then maybe I can take you seriously and then we can have conversation crypto-wise. Mm-hmm. But if you talk about Shiba and George, I'm going, forget it.
Why? So, tell us why.
Because there are shitcoin.
Yeah. Shitcoin, yes. You know what I mean? When someone says, I invested in Shiba, Dogecoin. Maybe limit version, yeah, because of the luck, you know what I mean? However, if they don't invest in big projects like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, Avalanche, Matic, there's a lot of big projects out there, but they are not aware of that because they are getting information from TikTok, from
Twitter,
Elon
social
Musk,
media, yeah.
So pump and dump, do you know what I mean?
Pump and dump.
So yeah. Basically, we want to eat that cryptocurrency. So I met him, and then we had, the first time we had hand conversation, he was 2 hours a week. The first time ever.
In
Oman?
No, in
you're on the phone. We spoke on the phone.
Zoom. I think it's been 2 hours.
Yeah.
So we spoke for 2 hours straight away. And we spoke about our vision, about how we're trying to bring something new to the industry. And we know that we are unique. We have a USP. We are special. We have a gift. So you can see we are similar. We have similar vision.
Yes.
But two different personalities. Co-created different people.
Which is great when starting a business because having, you know, they complete each other, two founders, so
exactly.
It's really great. But tell us more about, like, did you face any challenges in your journey in entrepreneurship?
Because of our deafness, we had, we were struggling in terms of communication with people. So for me, I used to get extra sessions from like speech therapist because you know I started wearing this when I was 5 years old.
Okay.
So my whole entire 5 years I was completely deaf.
Mm.
So I had no chance to hear some sound or to speak with people. Mm. Because of that, when I start to wear this, you know, it's like I start a new life from scratch,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I started to learn how to listen, how to speak with people, and it took me a while just to improve my communication skills.
Mm.
And also, secondly, I was a very shy person, so I didn't take a chance to surround with more people, to be more social, because I found, like, maybe because of insecure or something like I cannot identify if I was shy person or insecure person.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're same, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then when I started my college life, I mean, when I graduated from high school, I used to have a dream like to be a successful person, but it wasn't clear because I was trying money stuff like before crypto. I started e-commerce, drop shipping, and it was very good experience, but then I found out it's too much work.
Yeah.
I want to do something different, you know what I mean? Then I started to read more about blockchain because of the Bitcoin mainstream. Since 2017, everywhere in internet, people are talking about Bitcoin. That's why it took my attention, and this is where I started my journey in crypto. Back to 2017, until today, I haven't stopped researching and experiencing through crypto. Because at the beginning, I was investor and trader in that time, but then I started to read more about the technology, about blockchain, about smart contract, about NFT, about metaverse, Web3 industry. And this is why I came to Dubai to discover the market and how can I fit myself in this market. And this is where I met Sam, and it became like a complete direction with a clear vision.
That's interesting. What about you, Sam? Did you face any challenges?
I would say basically when I was two or three people, I had this when I was 4 years old. So people that I always see happy car. A daughter came to my mom. I said to my mom, I have bad news for you. And my mom was like, which you, what is it? And the daughter said to my mom, your son will never ever speak. And then my mom was like, what? No, is it possible? I'm sure. Yeah, she was confused. And this was like, okay, so are you telling me that my son will never speak? Okay, so how am I going to communicate with my son? Yeah, how am I going to talk to him? How am I going to take him to eat? How am I going to take him to go out? So she had that mindset of deaf people be not be able to do anything in life, originally at first. So me and my mom, we moved to UK. And then I had this picture in my head. And then I remember one day I went to a classroom because I went to a normal school, normal kids.
Yeah.
So basically, I remember one day I was in the classroom and I saw all the kids speaking to the teacher with their mouths. At the same time, my ears are closed. I can't hear anything at all. So I'm just confused. I'm just looking around. I'm just like, how are these people talking to the teachers? And I'm being like, I want to be that person, but how do I get there? So I'm like, no. I'm not, because I try my best to talk to teacher, but they will be able to understand me. If I say something, I would say, I will point at something, or I will use my hands or whatever to
sign language.
Yes, I got with you, complicate. So, but at the same time, I was so confused because I'm looking at all other people. They are speaking to the teachers, effortless, smooth. And the teacher, the communication between them is so smooth. And I'm thinking, Mom, and I went home and I said to Mom, I want to talk. I don't care. I want to talk. And then my mom, she answered soon. And then she said, okay, so now my son, he wants to speak. Okay, so that is that challenge. Okay, cool. So what happened is that I went to a speech therapist for like 5 cities trying to improve my speech this year. Everything, and then I went back. At the same time, I was going to school, so I was making friends slowly. But at the same time, I had this very strong personality about me, where I got yet everyone looked down on me. This is me, because I have always said to myself that I want to be successful, no matter what. So again, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure. So that's why I don't get anyone who impart more of self-belief and motivation to be successful. So I went to school. I got to teach us four because I was a bad boy in school.
Here we go.
Yeah, I used to mess around in school, but that's normal. So I got to teach us four. Oh, this boy is very naughty. But I went to university. I put my teachers. I got GCSE. I went to sixth form. And I entered sixth form university. And I got my degree. And I studied architecture at university.
Nice.
So after university, I was working for two, three different companies for interior design and architecture. I got experience. But I thought, it was it for me because I did enjoy the more hours. I did freedom. So I thought, but I invested in Bitcoin in 2015.
15?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I bought Bitcoin where it was $300.
Mm-hmm. But wow, I sold it. Those are the lucky ones.
But I sold it.
No. When did you sell it?
I bought it where it was $300. And I sold it for like when he reached $650.
Man.
So basically, I put £200. And I saw it got up to £400. And I was saying, oh my God,
this I'm going to say it. I'm rich.
I was so happy.
I'm rich.
So, but again, I was buying and selling. So every day, you know, I was buying and selling. But at the same time, I was doing my day job. But I thought the day job was for me because I see myself as a creative specialist. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy working with brands and business, helping them grow. And so in Africa, 2018, that is when I started to get into crypto more and helping the purchase to. So basically, what I do is I specialize in creative branding exercise. So I tear them into the right direction to the point where it appeals the most to the investors and the client, making them understand the use case of the whole project. Mm. So this is what I do basically.
That's amazing because like you grow through those experiences, and I think we all should be like very grateful for technology, and it's amazing because it can take you places. But let's talk about your business. You started a couple of months ago,
yes.
Right? So can you tell us more about it? Why did you start it? Education is a very, very important part of investing, and especially in the crypto space, because as you said, so many people are investing in coins just because they heard their friend is.
Yes.
Or they saw it on social media. But education is very, very important. So tell us about your business.
So basically, we thought about education in the first place because without education, many people will fail because many people, they start investing in general. I'm saying mm-hmm. not only about crypto. Stocks, crypto,
yeah.
Forex,
real estate, anything.
Yeah. Anything, even starting a business. Mm-hmm. Basic knowledge is required. So many people, they join crypto and they lose their money because they lack of knowledge and they're just getting from, advice from some TikTok guru, yeah. You know what I mean? They are not expert in this area and you know, everyone should know that DYOR, do your own research,
mm-hmm.
not financial advisor. Mm. That's why we always listen to that. I can give you information about that, but it doesn't mean I'm giving you financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor. Mm. Do your own research if you want to know more about this project deeply.
Yeah.
And you know, whenever you start before visiting any project, you need to read through white paper of that token, because white paper shows the whole, it's like business plan mm-hmm. and roadmap. What is the utility? What's the roadmap? What is their, perk of this project,
yeah.
especially NFT, because yeah. NFT is not like coin, because coin value increase over time.
Yeah.
But NFT is different because it's non-fungible token. Mm-hmm. That means you cannot sell directly. You have to wait until someone buys from you. That's the difference between coin and NFT. That's why we need to teach people that NFT or crypto, they are not easy money.
Mm.
Don't think about get rich quick scheme.
Yeah.
That stuff doesn't exist at all, mm. you know what I mean? Mm. That's why our social media account is to give people awareness
yeah.
about, like, we are not forcing anyone to invest. No, we are not forcing. But at least they get background information about this technology, crypto, blockchain, NFT. And we are adding more content, something related to mining, related to and any other like stuff under blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Sam is the guy who came up with content creation and design. Like all of his work, masterpiece done by this guy.
Nice. Well, so the NORC is a platform, educational platform.
It's not just education.
Yeah.
I mean, the main business is not just about education. We have bigger than that.
Mm. Tell us about the
service. We are specialized in development, like in-house development, where simply, we could say one-stop blockchain solution So we're, we can provide development service, consultation and
research.
Consultation and some education like workshops. We can give people workshops, like mini workshops about certain topic. It's gonna be like more practical, so people
but
can.
But it
get
is same time. But it is same time. We want to make it fun for everyone. We got want to make people be oh crypto or it's a bandy or we got what we got want to put people up crypto. That is the main target of work. We want to make it fun and easy for them to understand. So in that case, we do workshops and we, in the future, where we secure the bandy hobby, we want to do courses. But at the same time, we target at the mass market. So in that case, we focus on kids too. But not just for kids too, but for deaf people, because I'm sure there is not a lot of deaf people who knows about crypto. So because they could have their access to the world, they could have their access because of the communication issue. So we're here to solve that for them. So in that case, we want to, we have this concept where we want to create courses where people can join and can do courses, but they can understand by you watching this sign language or for blind people too. We want to focus on blind people, so we have an audio transcription. You go.
Yes.
Yeah, for blind people too. Yes. So they go have to look at this way. They will be able to hear.
To hear it only. That's
exactly.
Amazing.
So we have different platforms for all different types of people. So we focus on mass market for kids because obviously global adoption is definitely coming. So I know that people see cryptocurrency as a critical part of evolution to finance. So in the future, the way finance was is going to change. So in that case, we need to teach kids how to know about about blockchain, crypto. So in that case, that's why we are looking to do bootcamp courses, coding courses, so for them they will be prepared when the time comes, basically.
That's really amazing and that's really inspiring. Thank you so much for sharing your inspiring story. And that teaches a lot, like someone to be grateful for what they have and also if they face any challenges, to know that they're not alone. There's always someone else who might be facing the same challenges. And maybe to reach out as well, not to be shy or something like that. Reach out to other people. So thank you so much and
you're
best of
welcome.
Luck in your new project, NORC. And hopefully really it spreads the awareness that we really need and we lack maybe now in the financial scene as well, especially the crypto as well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much. No وشكرا problem. لكل الناس اللي تابعتنا. أنا بشوفكم بكرة بنفس الموعد. نهاركم سعيد جميعا.
مثل ما وعدناكم أخبار جديدة ومقابلات مع رواد أعمال يوميا في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في. حملوا التطبيق الآن.